Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Full Press NFL podcast. It is Wednesday, November 30th, which means it's time to give our top five teams in the NFL, which means also I am joined by Mr. John Sapicetti. So, John, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you're listening to this. I guess it doesn't really matter, but ready to give our top five teams? I wonder if there's going to be a lot of shakeup.
Yeah, probably a little bit of shakeup. I mean, you know, teams win, but how impressive are they in winning? And then another team that may have been below them look more impressive, so they can jump them. So it's pretty bunched up, though, right? Even the top five, the top 10, and then there's a few other teams outside the top 10 that are on the outside looking in but trending at the right moment. So it's kind of tough when you put these together. I've always pushed back against someone who puts together a top five or top 10 list based solely on records.
Yeah.
You know, because you may have a team that's won 7 out of 8 and is playing better than anybody because they had a bad September. You can't hold that against them, but I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm ready to do it. So number five for me, we're going to jump right in, Miami Dolphins. It's harder and harder not to take this team more seriously. One, because of how good their offense is, and two, just how they've been winning games with their starting quarterback. And doesn't mean it's all Tua or anything like that. It's never the case, and that's something that people can't necessarily comprehend sometimes when we discuss these things. But the Dolphins have just been playing some really good football, and you can argue that they're the best team in the AFC East, at least, you know, again, with their starting quarterback. They've been pretty unbeatable in terms of certainly slowing them down offensively. So if this keeps up, you may be looking at the Dolphins as the AFC winner and AFC East winner and not the Bills. So number five for me, the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, you saw the jump in year three for Tua. You had Tyreek Hill. You had an offensive-minded coach in Mike McDaniel, and it's really worked. I left them outside my top five. It was tough. It was either them or this team that I'm putting in at number five, the Cincinnati Bengals. Big win in Tennessee. Kind of a street fight, which I like to see because that's how the playoffs oftentimes are. You know, they beat Tennessee 20-16. A lot of field goals, some nice defensive plays in there, physical matchup against the Titans, who they beat in the playoffs a year ago. And in going from looking at spots 5 and 6, I went with Cincinnati because they beat Miami earlier in the year, and that was the one game Tua started and lost. He didn't finish the game, but he did start the game and lose, so I've got Cincinnati at number five.
All right, number four for me, the Buffalo Bills. Really strange team, you know, to kind of judge. I mean, they've at times looked unstoppable, and other times they've looked very beatable and vulnerable. And I don't know quite where they're going to end up at the end of this year. Like I just mentioned, they could very well lose out on this division to the Dolphins. I still think that they have, and certainly relative to this season in the NFL, an elite offense and an elite defense. And not every team on this list or in this league can say that. Doesn't mean it's number one in each, but still, they have both. And I think they're getting healthier on defense. So number four for me, the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, I'm right with you, Ian. I got Buffalo at number four. And look, if they beat the Patriots Thursday night, they would have won essentially 3 road games. I know a couple of weeks ago, because of the snowstorm, they had to play Cleveland in Detroit. They won that game. Then they went back to Buffalo, went back to Detroit for Thanksgiving, and beat a team that had a 3-game winning streak. I know we'd like to laugh at the Detroit Lions, but they've been playing pretty darn good football the last month. And then if they have to go for the third straight week on the road to New England, play their divisional rival, if they win that one, that's pretty impressive considering they've got some injuries. The quarterback's a little banged up, making some poor decisions in some of these games. That's why I think he's fallen off the MVP leaderboard at this moment. But I've got Buffalo at number four. If they can get some of that secondary healthy, I think that they will make a deep playoff run. I've got Buffalo at number four, as you do.
All right. Number three for me, San Francisco 49ers. This is a team that, you know, we kind of talked about right at the top of the show. You know, record doesn't necessarily stack up with the 9-2 teams or 9-1 teams, but I look at this team and I say, all right, offensively they got all the tools that you need. Defensively, I think the only thing holding them back in years past has been health. I like what the 49ers are doing. It's certainly a team that's trajectory changed, you know, with Jimmy G under center, and then of course adding Christian McCaffrey to the backfield. So number three for me, the San Francisco 49ers.
I've got the Philadelphia Eagles at number three, and it came down to them in San Francisco for number two. And I just think if they were to meet today, that San Francisco would be favorite. Certainly at home, they'd be favored on a neutral field, and it might be a pick 'em in Philadelphia. their defense is outstanding, probably the best defense in football right now. They can put pressure on the quarterback without sending extra rushers. Their secondary is buttoned up. You've got, obviously, Nick Bosa and Fred Warner are both all-pro caliber players. Their defense is outstanding. They've got all the tools on offense. You still question Jimmy Garoppolo, but, you know, they can kind of hide some of his warts. But I've got Philadelphia at number three. I think Jalen Hurts just ran for another first down against the Packers. I mean, they ran for 363 yards against the Packers Sunday night. Now, the Packers have one of the dumbest defensive coordinators in the sport in Joe Barry, and hopefully they'll move on from him at the end of the season. They never made any adjustments to stop that running game. But Philadelphia, the impressive thing, Ian, about Philadelphia is, and I think we talked about it early in the week, maybe top to bottom they have the most complete roster, maybe not the best roster, but the fewest holes. They have an identity. They have a way that they like to play, and they go ahead and do it, and they're very effective at it. But I've got them at number three right now.
Yeah, look, I'm not going to argue much with that. I mean, it was kind of a toss-up for me as well, because I have them at number two, and really kind of the edge for me is quarterback. I do think Jalen Hurts is a better quarterback than Jimmy Garoppolo. I think Jimmy knows how to win games, and that's a very important thing, but when push comes to shove, if you're going to be, you know, doing a tail of the tape and which quarterback, which player can elevate his team more, I got to go with Jalen Hurts, a guy who is very firmly in this MVP race. I mean, if you line up his numbers side by side with Patrick Mahomes, they're not far off, and I think you can certainly make an argument with the record that, you know, maybe this is more of a race than some people want to believe. But yeah, I got the Eagles at number two, and really it's after a couple, you know, a little bit of hiccups, you know, I you go 1-1, so it's not terrible hiccup. It's kind of the marking of a really good team. They seem to have kind of really refocus themselves. And again, it's getting harder and harder to not believe in this Eagles team, certainly in the NFC. So number two for me, Philadelphia.
Yeah, I've got San Francisco at number two, so we kind of flip-flop them there. Again, their roster is just so talented. And again, the big question mark is Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, you look at these top five teams, you know, the Bengals, the Bills, the Eagles, the 49ers, and I know we're both going to have Kansas City number one. That's no great secret. They all have elite quarterbacks with the exception of San Francisco. So can they elevate him? He's the one quarterback that has to be elevated while these other quarterbacks can elevate the rest of their roster. That's a major question mark. I mean, San Francisco may not lose another game, get to the Super Bowl, have a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter, and then he can't make the plays to ice the game. And next thing you know, Mahomes or Josh Allen or whoever is coming down the other side of the field, putting up a couple of scores and winning the game. That happened 3 years ago against Kansas City in the Super Bowl. So that's the big question mark. Can a team that is that talented win a Super Bowl with, I'd say, a good quarterback? Not an average quarterback. I think he's a good quarterback, but he's not an elite quarterback. But I've got the 49ers at number two. They're playing at a very high level right now.
Yeah, and of course, you've already given away our number one team.
I know.
Yeah, look, I know. Look, I had him at number one last week, and I think that was part of the motivating factor to keep them at number one. But kind of to what your point is, it's like if they were to meet, say, the Eagles on a neutral field or even the 49ers right now, I might get the edge to those latter two teams because I just think they're more complete. And we've seen, again, whether it's boredom, whether it's just whatever, the Chiefs team at times just, you know, kind of goes quiet. And that's something that, you know, maybe it's just fooling us a little bit. You know, maybe they're just, you know, again, waiting for the playoffs. You know, this is a playoff team. But I do think that, you know, they're a very good team in a watered-down NFL. But, I if you're going to ask me who's going to, when push comes to shove, who's going to win a game between them and the Eagles or, say, the 49ers, I got to go with those two NFC teams because I just think they're better across the board as opposed to Jekyll and Hyde almost from the Chiefs.
Yeah, I think you're so right, Ian, because you look at the Chiefs, and even when they were putting up 35 points per game in 2018 and the following year they won the Super Bowl, they were prone to having halves where they kind of fell asleep, right? I mean, hey, the first half of the 2018 AFC Championship game, the Patriots defense shut them down. Now, in the second half, they were explosive, but they were continually coming from behind. The following year, they were constantly behind in the playoffs, whether it was to Houston by 24 points, 10 points to Tennessee in the AFC Championship game, 10 points to San Francisco in the Super Bowl. They did find a way to win those games, give them credit. But even last year's AFC Championship game, right, in the second half, their offense fell asleep. Mm-hmm. And Cincinnati came back and beat them. So they are prone for some reason of falling asleep. And it doesn't mean you have to put up, you know, 10 points every quarter. I mean, that's just not realistic. But can you control the ball, pick up some first downs, maybe even kick a field goal, and now you've killed half a quarter and you've extended your lead. If you're able to do that, then you're going to be a really tough team to beat. I don't know if Kansas City's been able to do that quite yet, but look, you got to give them credit, 9-2, and finding ways to win on offense without the explosiveness that they've had in the past.
Yeah, no, that's where, like I said, you got to kind of just give credit where credit's due, and
yep.
You know, for the time being, they will sit there, and we'll see what happens over the course of the next 5-6 weeks or so. So, all right, thank you, everyone, for tuning in to another Full Press NFL podcast. Be sure to like, follow, comment, subscribe, do whatever for this show. You can find it anywhere you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, and look for a new episode later in the week. And, of course, join us right here next week on Wednesday as we give our top 5 teams after Week 13. So, thank you, everyone, for tuning in, and we will talk to you soon.